Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can reach out and reach into the studio right now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or some issue you're dealing with and would like to discuss it, well, now's the time to call. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel. Bob, it's Martin Luther King Day, the day that we commemorate his life here in America, a very special day.
Yes, indeed. And I think it's a wonderful day for us to step back and reflect on the gospel of Jesus Christ and exactly what it means to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Martin Luther King Jr. was a voice. I mean, he's just a generational voice crying out for freedom and that for all people to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
Right.
We had a long deal where our Constitution talked about, or our Declaration about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that we're all created equal, and yet that wasn't the case here in America. We had many people that looked at themselves as superior, and they looked at other groups as inferior, and that's just downright wrong. Yes. That's just sin. That's what sin is. That is totally missing the mark. It's a total denial of the cross of Jesus Christ, where all of us are at equal footing. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all need a Savior. Christ came to save each and every one of us, whether Jew, whether Gentile. And when we're saved, we experience freedom. That's what Christ set us, saved us to experience, freedom. So in my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, I said this, life plus forgiveness equals freedom. And that's what we have in Christ Jesus. So for any of us to be able to experience some of the things that Martin Luther King Jr. was speaking for and saying, hey, we need to march so that these things can become a reality. We're gonna have to go through Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. And it's in Jesus that hostilities are put aside. It's in Jesus those prejudices just melt. It's in Jesus that we can begin to see each other through God's eyes and gain God's perspective. I love what Paul said. I don't look at any man from a human perspective anymore, all through Jesus Christ. And I think this is a wonderful day to, first and foremost, to honor Martin Luther King Jr. And his great legacy in this country, but also as a reminder of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that for any of us to experience freedom, for any of us to have that hostility in our hearts just taken away, it's going to come through faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, Dr. King was one who was a strong proponent of a peaceful movement in the civil rights movement. And so, you know, for that point alone, he can be applauded and thanked for being a voice of reason. So we celebrate his legacy today. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. We would love to hear from you. If you have a question you'd like to pose, a particular issue that you're experiencing, that kind of a troubling situation, maybe in your life, in your personal life, in your family, well, we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. It's 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. I just wanted to let our listeners know, over the weekend I was out in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and a longtime listener, a longtime friend of the ministry, Karen Engel, her husband Jesse passed away December 28th of last year, and they had a celebration of life service yesterday, and Gina and I were able to participate in that and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, the anchor of our souls, and a wonderful time. But many of you who have listened to the program for years and years and years may recognize that name, Karen Engel.
Yes.
But it was wonderful to be with her, to be with her family, to be with her friends, and to see the power of the gospel reach into people's lives, reach into people's hearts, and anchor them to truth. And certainly that's a family anchored in the love and grace and the truth of Jesus Christ. Yes. And so we had a wonderful time. And then in celebrating his life, and certainly sadness always in a funeral service like that, everybody's going to miss the one that has gone on. But when you look at where they are,
yeah,
you don't want them to come back. You don't want them to come back at all. And so that's why we rejoice. That's why we don't grieve like the heathen. Why? Because a situation like that is just covered over with hope, with a sense of celebration of what Christ Jesus accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. And then we had an opportunity last night to spend some time with some of our key friends and supporters in the Phoenix area. Just had a great time, and I am just so thankful for Basic Gospel Nation, the team of people that God is putting together to help get this good news out to as many people as possible. Like we say, we're here to tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can. And that's what Basic Gospel Nation is all about. And so we were blessed to have some fellowship and time with some of those folks who stand with us month yes. in, month out, year in, so that others can hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
I'm going to reiterate what you've just said, Bob, because as we have said before, our heartfelt thanks goes out to each one of you for your love and your support of Basic Gospel, because you give to support this ministry and this message of grace in Jesus Christ. Well, lives are being changed, and you have a part in every one of them. Now, in the month of January, we're going to say thanks for your support with a top 10 gift. It's called The Top 10, a CD series in which Bob Christopher examines his top 10 favorite passages with the messages that will encourage you and help you grow in the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ. Request your copy of The Top 10 when you make your gift this month at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, if you're looking at your clock and it's about 7 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and the lines are wide open. We want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Again, in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. So, Bob, let's go to a call that came in off hours, and let's listen right now.
Hi, this is Mary from Idaho. I have a question in regards to discipleship. I met a girl, you know, she's a Christian, and she invited her brother and sister over for a get-together, and they're Christians too. But at the table, they were cussing at the dinner table. Where do we draw the line with, you know, Christian maturity versus not Christian maturity, and giving, you know, people the leeway to, what, cuss at the dinner table just because they're not mature in Christ? Thank you so much.
So a little Christian cussing at the dinner table.
Well, Mary, thanks for calling, and we appreciate that. We appreciate that question, and it's like, how do you handle those sort of situations? Because you're going to run into that sort of thing all the time. I have met Christians, and we've sat down for dinner, and boy, they just let loose. And I've asked him, why do you do that? And he said, well, I'm just testing you to see how you're going to respond.
Well,
you're on radio, and you've written a book, and you've done that. And I just want to see if you'll judge me. I just want to see, you know, how you're going to respond. And I think a lot of times people do that. They'll let loose on the language just to see how other believers are going to respond. So I think you can have some conversations about that. I don't think you want to have a conversation that is, you know, has judgment all in it, that sort of thing. but just to ask some questions. You know, why is that a part of your language? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need to be offended by it. That's, you know, if you're in this world, you're going to hear cussing all the time.
All the time.
But if somebody's mouth is going to be cleaned up as far as somebody who is in Christ, it's going to come as they understand who they are in Christ, as they grow in that understanding of their identity and who they're really connected to. I mean, they're connected to Jesus, the one who spoke this world into existence, and their identity derives from him. And so as they understand who they are in Christ, some of those things can be cleaned up. And you, as a fellow believer, can have some conversations. You know, God's not counting that sin against them. God's forgiven that sin in Christ Jesus. So we need to have conversations based on that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not judging you for this. I'm not counting that against you. I just want to have a conversation and find out why that's going on. Is there something happening there? Are you just trying to get a reaction out of other people, or what's going on? And I think as you have those conversations, those can be springboards for people to kind of take a closer look at who they are in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, great question, Mary. Thank you for reaching out to us, and hope you're listening, and hope that answer is a help to you. Well, again, 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines right now. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. We're going to listen to another call that came in off hours.
My question is two-part. One, it's been suggested that there are gradations in heaven, or levels in heaven. What is the scriptural reference for that? And two, what is the purpose of that if there is a scriptural reference that supports it? If there is no sadness in heaven, why would there be levels? Why, if you've arrived at heaven, where is there need for growth? Thank you. Shalom.
Well, thank you for that call. You know, there's several different passages in the Bible. You know, first one is in 2 Corinthians. Where Paul is talking in third person and saying, I knew a man that was taken up to the third heaven.
Right.
And so that verse is used to talk about different levels in heaven. But really, when you understand what the Word of God is saying, it's just talking about the dwelling place of God. Mm-hmm. So there's the first heaven, which is kind of the atmosphere of the earth.
Right.
There's the heaven beyond that, which are the stars and the universe. And then there's the third heaven, and that's the dwelling place of God. And that's where we're going to go when we're absent from the body and present with the Lord. Now, when we arrive there, we all took the same path. Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All of us had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All were dead spiritually. And when we responded to Jesus as the way, truth, and the life, we were made alive together with him.
Right.
And we were given a brand new identity, that identity, child of God. So we all go to be with him as children of God, Jesus as our brother, God as our heavenly Father. So there's no levels to that. We had equal footing at the cross. We have equal blessings through the grace of God, and we're all going to enjoy his presence together.
Right.
Now, how all of that's going to be administered by God, all the things that we're going to get to do and not do and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. That's for God to
sure.
determine. But we're all going to participate and be in his presence, all standing on equal footing. We're mm-hmm. all going to be wearing the crown of life. Why? Because we've all been made alive together with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be wearing the crown of righteousness. Why? Because we've been given the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we're already wearing those realities today.
Sure.
And they'll just be made even more known when we go to be with him. So
yeah.
No, there's no levels in heaven. We're all simply children of God, new creatures in Jesus Christ. and all there because of the grace of Jesus.
Indeed. Well, Bob, thank you for that. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. And just a quick note before we go to our next call. At Basic Gospel, Bob Christopher is developing a growing list of videos available on our YouTube channel, answering many of the questions our listeners have posed over the months and years. For instance, his latest video on the subject of how to know if you have the Holy Spirit. Well, we hope you'll take advantage of those videos and share them with your family and friends. And you'll find them by visiting youtube.com/basicgospel. Again, youtube.com/basicgospel. Well, now to that next call.
Thank you. 1 Thessalonians 4 through 13 through 18, talking about the rapture. I'm having a hard time understanding what Paul's talking about when he said that our trumpet call from God and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive are left and will be caught up together. But what is he talking about when he's talking about the dead will rise in Christ first? Thank you very much.
Well, that's a great question, and that's one of the questions that is on everybody's mind at a funeral. Yeah. They're wanting to know what's happened to that person who has died. We know they're no longer in that body, but where did they go? What happened to them? And so Paul is basically answering that question here in 1 Thessalonians. So in verse 13, he says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." So he's talking about this very, very issue. All of us are going to face death. You're in a family, your family members are going to face death. One day you're going to get a call like I did some 20 years ago from my sister saying my dad had a heart attack and he didn't make it. He went to be with the Lord that very day. And so Paul wants us to look at that situation through the lens of the gospel so that we can have hope, so that our hearts can be comforted. So he's talking about those who have fallen asleep in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. So that just tells us what Paul has already told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that when we're absent from the body, we're present with the Lord. So they go to be with the Lord. That's where my dad went. As soon as he died, he was absent from the body and present with the Lord. And when Jesus comes back, my dad's going to come back with him.
Yes.
Jesus isn't going to leave all of those folks, just doing their thing somewhere else. Mm-hmm. No, he's going to bring all of those with him.
Yeah.
And so for this, we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. So there's a resurrection of the body. We're all going to get new bodies. And certainly there's debate. Does that happen as soon as somebody dies? Or is there a time in history, in human history, when Jesus comes back, that resurrection of the body occurs? And it seems like from here that's the case. So at that time, when Jesus comes back, those that have fallen asleep in Jesus, they're going to get their resurrected bodies, and there's going to be an order to this.
Yes.
So they're going to get their resurrected bodies. And then as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye, mm-hmm. and we're going to be lifted up to be with him, and we're going to be with the Lord forever.
Yeah.
So that's what this passage is, and he concludes it, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Mm-hmm. All of us are going to face death. All of us are going to have loved ones who die before we do, mm-hmm. and we're all going to want to know what the Word of God has to say about those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. And this is one of those encouraging passages that just lays over this horrible thing called death, this blanket of hope.
Yes.
That gives us an anchor for our souls an encouragement that one day we're going to be reunited with them. We're all going to have resurrected bodies. We're all going to be with Jesus forever.
Forever. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts, those encouraging thoughts. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Glad you're with us. And, you know, you can build your maturity and understanding as a child of God, and I think that's a desire of the heart of every believer. And you can do that by visiting our online store at basicgospel.net, and you'll find books, Bible studies, CDs, and DVDs to help you grow in God's grace. And you'll find it all under the Resources tab at basicgospel.net. Again, that's resources at basicgospel.net. Well, one more call that came in off hours, Bob. Let's listen to this one.
This is Lynn, and I listened to your broadcast yesterday about being saved, and I wondered what your views were on being saved, where the eunuch asked what kept him from being saved, and he was told to be baptized. Also, the soldier who asked how he was to be baptized, when the prison bars were opened, they said to go and to be baptized because the Bible says you are to be baptized. So I just wondered about that. Thank you very much.
Well, one, the Bible doesn't say we're to be baptized in order to be saved.
No.
It never says that. You will never find that anywhere in the Word of God. And as a matter of fact, Paul said water baptism is not a part of the gospel. So there's no such thing as regenerate. yes. It doesn't happen through water baptism.
Right.
There's nothing that happens through water baptism. It's just something that we do to celebrate our new identity in Christ Jesus. There is a spiritual baptism.
Yeah.
We are identified with Christ in his death and his burial and his resurrection. So we die in Christ, and this is all spiritually. We're buried, that old man is crucified, and then we're raised to walk in the newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we participate in water baptism, we're just celebrating a reality. We're celebrating what Christ has already done in our lives. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul talks about this baptism issue. It says, it's in verse 14, I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, and so that no one may say that they were baptized in my name. I did baptize the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. So if baptism was essential for salvation, Paul wouldn't have said this.
Right.
He would have said, I've baptized all of you. Why? Because that was my duty, to dunk you in water. And through that immersion, you came out as a regenerated man, somebody new in Christ. But that's not what he said. He said, I only baptized a few of you.
Yeah.
And the reason that I only baptized a few of you is because I didn't want you to say that you were baptized into me, into my name.
Right.
And then he gives the real reason. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. So what do we do when we add water baptism to the mix? We empty the cross of its power.
Yes.
That's why Paul said, I don't water baptize, that it's not a part of the gospel, that God did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
Right.
Romans 1, this gospel, this good news is the power of God unto salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep it pure.
Yeah.
Let's keep it focused on Jesus. And when people identify with Jesus, then sometime later, let's celebrate
yeah.
their new birth in Christ.
Absolutely. Well, friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have questions you'd like us to answer, call anytime. That number, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you, as we did from four callers who called off hours. And we have featured those calls and the answers on today's broadcast. So reach out to us anytime at 844-322-2742. And, of course, that's always good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.